7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
PM, yeah, that sounds, what, perfectly reasonable? Sure. Let's go with that. But it's not, is it? No. I think we all really know what time it is. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Scary Ghost. BS Goals Committee. Hello, hello. Once again, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. I'm not Hello Kitty. Yeah. Right, so what was I talking about? Yeah, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, but you probably knew that, unless, of course, this is your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I say hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I've said that a few times now. You've probably realized that I'm stalling for time because I can't find my damn tea. Where the hell is my tea? Okay, now we gotta leave this room. In an effort to... Oh, I know where it is. I know where it is. I just remembered. Okay, so we leave the room, the studio, behind. And if we walk into here, I think, yes, I can see my teapot and my teacup. And I got my TV on here, too, because I'm watching a race. Oh, it's a very exciting automobile race today. Maybe we need to punch that in here.
Claire and Sainz running fifth and sixth for Ferrari. Much better 2021 for the home race than it was last year.
Yeah.
Both cars retiring from that race. Lance Stroll has not.
But that's not the interesting part about this race that has happened. So this has just been crazy. Crazy all around. Because for some reason, although my guy actually qualified on pole, he started 19th out of 20, my cat's driver crashed out a few laps ago. My driver has driven from basically last place, is now in fourth place, and is half a second behind the third place guy. So if my guy can pass this guy, my guy will end up on the podium. And I will end up getting 16. I'll be gaining about 12 points on my cat in our fantasy F1 league. Not that that's going to do me a lot of good. Because, wait, let me check the paperwork here. How many points am I behind? Yeah, I'm a good almost 40 points behind. And we've got, what, 3 laps in this race left to go? Oh. That's, yeah.
Pit stop, or, of course, there isn't another pit stop expected, or it's added on at the end of the Grand Prix.
Who's your driver of the day today? Vote closes in 2 laps.
I vote for Valtteri Bottas.
Phones, yeah. Computers, etc. In the suburbs of Perth, Western Australia, voting for Daniel Ricciardo. I cannot wait to see his smile when he gets out of the car, should things stay the same as they are.
Yeah, this is the great thing about it, is Daniel Ricciardo, it looks like he's about to win the race. He hasn't won one in a long time, and he drives for McLaren. And McLaren has not won a race in 10 years, and this will be interesting, and everybody in Australia will be going crazy because Daniel Ricciardo is Australian. And that's fun. Because everybody loves Australia. I know I do, and I've never even been there. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, we don't care about your weird racing. You went into the other room to find any tea. Did you find the damn tea? Yeah, I found it. Jeez. Oh, it's good, too. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking Jie Guan Yin, the Iron Goddess of Mercy. It's very good. I'm pretty excited about it. I also find myself thinking that I'm kind of excited about this McLaren win. That's going to happen here in about another 3 minutes. So, I can't wait. I got to watch this race. And so, in tribute to the McLaren F1 team, I think we should listen to some Malcolm McLaren. And if we're going to listen to Malcolm McLaren, it's got to be Buffalo Gals. Haven't heard this in a while.
Thank you.
Too much of that Snow White. Yeah. Just too much Disney in general. We're just... Everything is Disney now. And don't get me wrong. Everything was Disney there for a long time. And then everything started to break away. And now everything is Disney again. Everything you love. Every independent thing that used to be cool is now, of course, Disney. And this is great because now we can watch our Shrek, Star Wars, Marvel Comics mashup movies in the Disneyverse. That's the other thing I'm sick and tired of hearing about is the blank verse. The Whedon verse, the Marvel universe, the DC verse. No. Oh, but here's a thought. Here's an interesting thought. Since everybody sells out to Disney, how long do you think it'll be before Kevin Smith sells out to Disney? How long do you think it's going to take before Jay and Silent Bob become Disney characters? Oh, I tell you, kids, we're probably not that far away. Yeah, that's quite the frightening thought, isn't it? I thought so, too. Oh, wait, there's my phone. Let me get that. Hello? Hello? Yeah, this is Tobe. No, you rat bastards can go... How much? 16 billion with a B? Yeah, send the paperwork right over. I'll sign it right now. Okay, I'll call you back. Bye. Yeah. I'd like to take this time to now make a very important announcement for all the committee members. due to a business deal that I just made. That's right. The Dubious Goals Committee has joined the Disney family. Celebrate with me now for Disney's Dubious Goals Committee. Oh my god. Oh, holy crap, we're gonna have a TV party tonight. Yeah!
Tonight, all right, we're gonna have a TV party, all right, tonight, we got nothing better to do than watch TV.
No TV party tonight. Oh, I'm so disappointed. But you don't need to be disappointed. Of course, I did not sell out to Disney. And I know you're waiting for me to say, oh, I'll never sell out. Child, please. Somebody wants to hand me uncountable amounts of money. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Yeah. I buy my own damn radio station. Anyway, what are we doing? What is even happening today? What kind of show is this? What's this supposed to be? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I've made no progress on absolutely anything that I've been working on. My cigar box dulcimer project is still in the same state it was the last time you heard me talking about it. My neck is just sitting on the box. Over there. Yeah. Sounds lovely. And I did find a string for it. I found a broken, one of my most recent bazooki string that broke. I'll take that and I will cut it down. And then I will string it up so I can have a nice low string on this. Not that anything on a 25 centimeter scale is gonna sound low, but you know what I mean? Relatively low. Gotta put another string on there. What other projects? Oh, various synthesizer projects have gone nowhere. I've been a little bit busy the last couple of days, and I haven't really had an opportunity to work on anything, but I will get back on track this week sometime. So, yeah, look forward to that. I'm sure that'll be super exciting. Oh, I just remembered something. Yes, yes, yes. I have some more music to play for you. I found something that was pretty great. I found something great last night. Now I gotta find it again. And while I'm looking for it, let me tell you this. If there's one thing that I really enjoy musically, is hearing songs, really well-known songs, played in different styles. You know, so if you hear, for example, a song that might have originally have been a country song played as, I don't know, EDM, that's going to interest me. Weird stuff like that. And in fact, when I was in high school, I was in a band, and that's what we did. We would play songs by certain bands in the style of other bands. For example, one of my favorites was always the song, oh hell, what's the name of that stupid song? All right, Listen Like Thieves. Listen Like Thieves by INXS. We used to play that in the style of Fine Young Cannibals. Okay, that makes for an interesting concept. So last night, the lovely YouTube algorithm suggested to me that I needed to hear this particular track, which is I Shot the Sheriff, played in the style of Dire Straits. Right, so, you know, we're talking about the famous song by Bob Marley, which then Eric Clapton took on and turned it into a weird thing. But yeah, okay, let's do this. Let's do I Shot the Sheriff as if it were played by Dire Straits. Oh, thanks, digital media. You know, all I want is to push a button and have music start.
All around my hometown, they're trying to track me down. They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. Then I say, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. I plant a seed. Now kill it before it grows. He said, kill it before it grows. Then I say, I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. I shot the sheriff, and they say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John Brown aiming to shoot me down. Well, I had to shoot him down, and you can read it in the news. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. I shot the sheriff, I did not shoot no deputy. Reflexes got the better of me. What is to be must be. Every day the buck that goes through the well, one day the bottom will drop out. One day the bottom will drop out. And I say, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy.
You got to admit, that's pretty good. The guy that does these videos, I've seen one or two others of his. What's his name? Laszlo Buring? Yes, Laszlo Buring. He's got a channel on YouTube. And he's apparently a big Dire Straits fan. I don't blame him. Dire Straits is pretty great. And he has, I don't want to say he's got Mark Knopfler's sound down, but he's good. He's damn close. I mean, it's hard to imitate Mark Knopfler, but this guy, Laszlo Buring, I feel like he's got the overall template down. I really do. Also, I'd like to say that I don't feel like I know enough people named Laszlo. I don't know what ethnicity that name is exactly, Laszlo, but that's a great name, Laszlo. I don't know enough people, I don't know anybody named Laszlo. Laszlo, but I don't know, the big question is, do you know anybody named Solaheo? Yeah, okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah, that was rude, but you... I mean, come on. You're listening to Dubious Goals Committee. You know what can happen. You know these moods that I get into. Oh, is it going to be one of those days? I don't know. My day is already going to be weird. It's already turned out to be weird. Things have been weird for me for the last 12 hours. I don't want to get into the details. But the good news is that I think I'm uncramping. I think I'm loosening up. I'm getting better. Things are... this is going to be great. We're going to have a couple of weeks of me being able to go outside again very soon. Oh, yes. So, you know, be looking forward to that. We're going to have lots of dubious goals committee outside. Go around and look for some dudes. Maybe find some golf balls. No, God, we got to stop the golf ball thing. Golf balls just keep coming into my house. Look at all the goddamn golf balls over there. And there's a bunch in my car, and there's a bunch up in the kitchen, and there's a bunch in my garage. There's hundreds of golf balls. This has to stop. Madness. Oh, and speaking of madness, here's some more Laszlo Buring doing Fortunate Son by CCR in the style of Dire Straits. Ooh, they point the camera at you. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one. Some folks are born silver spoon in hand. Lord, don't they help themselves now? Yes. But when a taxman comes to the door, Lord, the house looks like a rummage still. It ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no senator's son, no, no. You see, I might do that a little bit differently if I'm trying to be Mark Knopfler. But nobody can be Mark Knopfler. Isn't this great? Yeah, but if you want to hear the rest of it, you're going to have to find it on your own. That's on YouTube. His name is Laszlo Buring. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta fly. See you later.